This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado lawmakers are urging the Postmaster General to take immediate action to improve postal service in the state. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
In a letter, Senators John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett and Representatives Brittany Pedersen and Joe Neguse urge Postmaster General Louis DeJoy to act on all the recommendations from a recent Inspector General report about service in Colorado's mountain towns. Those include looking at pay increases and cost of living adjustments to retain employees and better training. The lawmakers write that action is necessary to ensure Colorado communities are properly serviced by the USPS. The four Democrats added they're committed to helping implement the recommendations by April 30th. Poor service has been a problem in many communities across the state in recent years. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Voters in Pueblo will start seeing ballots for the upcoming mayoral runoff election in their mailboxes. KRCC's Jess Hazel reports.
Incumbent Nick Gratisar and City Council President Heather Graham were the top vote-getters in November, but neither received enough to avoid a runoff. It's an all-mail election, so there won't be any in-person voting. Ballots are due to the city clerk's office by 7 p.m. January 23rd. They can be mailed back or dropped off at one of four 24-hour drop boxes: the Pueblo County Courthouse, Lamb Branch Library, Colorado State University Pueblo, or the Colorado State Fairgrounds. Jess Hazel, KRCC News.
This is CPR News. The U.S. auto industry is recovering quickly from the pandemic. Find out why in a few minutes on All Things Considered.